Commerce Sissy, even data showing cutting unemployment benefits increases workforce wouldn't necessarily be a case to ditch them. By Ian Hanchett on May 20, 2021. On Thursday's PBS NewsHour, Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo stated that even if evidence shows cutting unemployment benefits means that people are going to work quicker, it wouldn't necessarily be an argument for rolling back enhanced federal unemployment benefits. Host Amna Nawaz asked, if the data starts to show that that's what's happening, that cutting those benefits means people are going back to work faster, is that an argument to roll back those additional federal benefits? Raimondo responded, no, I hesitate to say that. Because that is one factor and one data point. As we were just saying, more people are getting vaccinated. More schools are being opened, more childcare centers are being opened. So, that, I think, is probably an even bigger impact. You also see, in many states now, governors are coming out and providing bonuses to people who go back to work. I don't think we should jump to the conclusion, based upon anecdotes, that it's the unemployment, pandemic unemployment insurance that is leading to folks struggling to get employees. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.